Call the July 10th, 2018 Board of Adjustment meeting will come to order. Will a liaison please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Norgard?
Here.
Ms. Hammond?
Here.
Mr. Clitheroe?
Here.
Ms. John?
Here.
Mr. Gerard?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. The minutes from, first we need to approve the agenda. Need a motion and a second.
Move to approve.
Second.
Been a motion to approve and a second of the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. I'll back up. March 13th, 2018 minutes were distributed to the members of the board. Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes?
I have a couple of small things.
Okay.
First, in the roll call, the transcript has Ms. Hammond responding here for both herself and Mr. Hurley, which I don't really think is what happened.
Thanks.
I think it should say Mr. Hurley responded for himself. And the second one is on page 10. There is a question asked by a board member who is identified as Mr. John, but I think that must have been Mr. Clark. His first name is John. And those are the only things I caught, but I was skimming it fairly fast.
Any other? Okay. Could I have a motion?
I move to make those corrections.
Second that.
A motion has been made and second to approve the minutes with the noted exceptions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed say nay. Court reporters, please swear in the staff.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so we have one case tonight, number 1961, and we have a request to table the item to the August 14th, 2018 meeting.
Mr. Clitheroe, if I may, on your agenda under option 5, election of officers does come before case 1961.
What?
On the agenda, oh. Item 5 is election of officers.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay. Sorry. We'll do that first.
Oh, no.
So, any thoughts?
What, we need a chair and a vice chair?
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay.
That's what it says.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I make a motion we elect Andy Waters chairman, chairperson. Why does it say chairman?
Sounds good to me.
Would that be a second?
That's a second.
Motion has been made and seconded to elect Andy Waters chairperson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed say nay.
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 Okay, well, that didn't work.
Do we have an absentee vote? We could do a roll call as well.
Okay.
Mr. Norgard?
Hear what I'm being asked to do.
So was that 2-4 or 2? I didn't hear exactly what the count was.
We aren't sure either.
Okay, so I'm going to do a roll call on your motion, and you can say A or nay. Does that sound okay?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Norgard?
Nay.
Ms. Hammond?
Nay.
Mr. Clitheroe?
Aye.
Ms. John?
Aye.
Mr. Gerard?
Aye.
So that would be a motion that was successful.
So on this, you only need a majority.
You only need a majority vote, correct. You do not need a supermajority.
Okay.
So the next item would be election of a vice chairman.
Okay.
I think we should reelect you, vice chair. Phil? Is there anybody else who wants to volunteer?
I second motion.
Okay, so a motion has been made and seconded to elect Mr. Clitheroe as vice chairperson. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Okay, we good?
The motion will pass.
Okay. Now, on to the public hearing. Case number 1961, a request to table this item has been received. To table to the August 14th, 2018 meeting. Can I hear any discussion on that request?
Yes. I move we do not table this. I move we do not table the motion.
Second.
A motion has been made and seconded to not table. No, wait a minute. I believe that we are supposed to make the motion in the affirmative.
Oh.
That's true.
Is that correct?
It's much more ideal that way. Yes. And also, if you could.
An attorney here tonight.
you could also reference the case number. That would also be helpful. In the motion.
Reference
could reference the case number in the motion.
Well, hard to see how to make it in the affirmative, though.
Perhaps what you would want to do is move to hold the hearing as scheduled.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
I move to hold the hearing for case number 1961 as scheduled.
Second.
Okay, a motion has been made and seconded to hold the public hearing as scheduled. I hear any discussion?
I didn't feel we had adequate information as to why it was being tabled, or we did not have any information on the case, which I've never seen before, and I really questioned why that was presented that way. But I didn't think we had adequate information as to why it was tabled, being asked to table.
They don't generally give us much information about why they're tabling, but it may have been because they wanted to get more information together. I'm just guessing, of course. But.
Yeah, I guess that could be. Usually we have the application letter, the site plan. We have
a bunch of stuff. Right. And since they didn't get that together in time, maybe they requested to table so they could do that. I don't know. I'm guessing.
I guess that would be a good reason to table it since we...
Except they do have it because I requested of staff to be given that information when I saw that we were not given it. And I was given information on the application.
I would feel very uncomfortable in having this public hearing tonight, personally.
Yeah, the applicant is available this evening if you would like to call him up to answer any questions you may have.
Yes, come ahead.
Caleb Culvert, attorney at 601 East Broadway.
Did we do that before we act on the motion?
We're asking questions about this.
Again, Caleb Culbert, attorney at 601 East Broadway.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give? Show me the truth.
I do. Again, I am the attorney for the applicant. In this case, it was my understanding that Mr. Zinner and Mr. Caldera prepared the staff report, but they weren't able to be here this evening. So in my mind, it made sense to table this to when they were able to attend the hearing and talk about it. My understanding is the staff report was not published with the agenda, so I don't have that information available. Obviously, my client's not here to speak on her behalf this evening, and she would plan to attend to explain the history of her project and why she's asking for the variance. So respectfully, without any member of the public being here to oppose this, we would ask that this be tabled to the August meeting. But I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
more.
I'd like to ask staff. So have cases been presented before when Mr. Zinner is not in attendance? And have there been substitute attorneys that have attended in the past?
Yes, to my knowledge. So on Thursday, we had Planning and Zoning Commission, and I was in attendance for that.
Is there a reason why this is a special case? Because Mr. Zinner is not in attendance, and we don't have a substitute attorney, which we've had in the past. Why?
You actually do have. I'm sorry. You do have
you
a
are?
Substitute
oh,
attorney.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My name is Jack McManus. I'm with the city attorney's office.
Oh, you weren't
sorry,
sworn
I didn't,
in.
I should have introduced myself.
Yes. And you, yeah, and be sworn in. Yes.
Okay. We don't usually swear in.
Oh, we don't. Okay.
Trust him for some reason. I don't know why.
It has been past practice to extend the courtesy of a tabling to applicants by request. We don't require them to give us a reason. They often do, but it is the purview of the board either way to either grant a tabling or not. We do ask that it be to a date certain. In this case, it has been to a date certain. It's going to be the August 14th meeting, and the reason for that is because we send public notification via letter and via newspaper advertising the hearing, and that was done for tonight's meeting. So that is the reason for the date certain on the tabling request.
And will they be required to, or will you be required to resubmit that date to the public?
So the way that it works, because it's a date certain, we advertise it via this meeting. And so then also on the agenda as it goes out, it will be advertised in that way.
I just find it highly irregular that we were not given any information except tabling. And I find that disturbing. And that the reason for tabling is because Mr. Zinner is not here.
Because he, as I understood him to say, that he and one other person who is also not here were the people who prepared the report, and he wanted somebody who prepared the report to be here to answer questions about it. That's what I understood Mr. Colbert to say.
Yet it does seem that other times there have been substitute people, whether it's Mr. Teddy.
Oh, there's not tonight.
So I just, okay. And that was my concern about this, that this seems highly irregular.
Very irregular to me. I'm sorry.
In my, whatever, 15 years of being here, it's not irregular at all. It is just not. It's just not irregular. Nobody's trying to. I mean, we're still going to have the public hearing next month. Nobody is trying to fool you in any way.
I'm not saying.
Well, it certainly sounds like you are.
Right.
And so, may I ask 3-2 or 4-1 on this?
May I ask what the repercussion of tabling this, or not tabling this issue is? If we were to vote to not table it and to proceed, would we be making decisions with no information, I guess, is the question.
I don't think we can make a decision in that case because there's no formal plan submitted to us for us to look at. So
can I ask Mr. Colbert a question? You came here tonight.
Yes,
anticipating
ma'am.
It would be tabled, but understanding it might not be. Is that correct?
That's correct, but historically, the request for tabling that courtesy has been extended on the first request, and this is our first request. I attended out of respect, to be honest, that I felt like I should be here at least to hear the request for table and answer any questions. I agree with the comments that we don't have any plans or exhibits, and since this is a quasi-judicial hearing, we don't have that information available with us this evening.
Don't you wish you had brought it now?
Well, absolutely, of course. And I'll certainly be more detailed in any future requests to table. But again, we are asking for the courtesy of tabling to a date certain in August. I'd be happy to answer any other questions. All right. Thank you.
I think let me add a little bit. The board certainly does have discretion in terms of how it addresses a situation like this. On the other hand, if it puts the applicant in a position where they are unprepared to go forward on something that would be customarily granted, particularly since it's the first request, there would be a question of whether or not this is an abuse of discretion not to grant somebody the opportunity to return at a later date where there's no prejudice to the city, that doesn't really harm anything. I can understand there may be some frustration to come in here expecting to hear a case for the board to make a decision on. Perhaps if we did not have that, we might have postponed the entire meeting. There were some other things to deal with, the selection of the officers, but it would put how it would be handled by the applicant, I can't tell you. Whether they would simply withdraw the application and refile, or I am not familiar with what that, how that, I don't deal enough with this board to know what the process would be on that. But I do have a concern that if you were to vote in favor of going forward with the hearing, as has been moved, and in the end failed to give the variance, that the record might be one that would be subject to challenge if it went up on appeal. So you might keep that in mind as you think about whether or not to go forward with the hearing at this time. Many different things might happen, but I can't predict with certainty what would happen if there were an appeal, but that would be a concern.
And I guess I, seems to me that staff failed to give us the information that we could look at even, and you know, maybe the information would have been so whatever that we would have wanted to not table it and move forward, but we weren't given that, and I think that's where.
May I speak to that for a moment?
Yes, thank you.
So the materials I provided you, the application and the demonstrative, were on the city website as soon as the application was filed. So that's standard practice on the dashboard feature that the city does offer. So that's available to the public once an application has been formally filed. In terms of the staff report, once a request for the first time to table has been received, there's an understanding that things may change in the interim period. So a republishing of the staff report to be up to date with all of the most current information is common, because typically the reason that's given to us, if there is one, and we don't require one, for the request for tabling is more information or a chance to alter the plan in some way that is meaningful. And as Mr. McManus mentioned, it is typically a courtesy that has historically been through the process extended to applicants. So I've worked for the city off and on for 10 years, and I have not been in a situation where a tabling has not been granted, at least on the first time. Now, you do certainly, as Mr. McManus said, have the purview to request to have the hearing as advertised this evening. That would then, under the bylaws of the board, give the applicant an opportunity either to present their case or to withdraw their case and then resubmit at a later time. So that's the procedural aspect that goes into all of these considerations.
Do we need to vote on the motion? Are we ready to do that?
I'd say yes.
Okay. Should we do a roll call vote?
I think that a roll call vote would be very appropriate.
And is this a 4-1 or 3-2?
This would be a majority vote, so 3-2.
Okay. All right. Okay. Would you please call the roll?
I will. Mr. Norgaard?
I vote.
So the motion was to hold the public hearing as advertised. So a yay vote would be to hold the public hearing.
Nay.
Ms. Hammond?
Nay.
Mr. Clitheroe?
No.
Ms. John?
No.
Mr. Gerard?
Nay.
All right. Your request has been granted. All right. Any other business before the board?
So we have gone ahead and tabled the...
Correct.
...the issue. Okay. Good.
Anything else?
Public comments. There's no public to comment. How about public staff comments?
Well, I say we adjourn the meeting.
That sounds like a good idea.